Short story number 70, Surfer Girl, by Larry Vardaman. It was a gorgeous day at the beach in Southern California, near Carlsbad, just north of San Diego. Grandpa, Grandma, and our two grandsons, Spencer and Carter, were watching the surf and enjoying the cool breeze off the ocean in the late morning sun. We owned a timeshare within walking distance of the beach just across Highway 101, where we could return to wash the sand off our feet and jump in the pool later if we chose. What an idyllic life. Spencer and Carter were building sandcastles while we watched lazily on beach chairs. Nearby, I noticed a young college girl teaching a dozen young teens how to surf on longboards. Spencer also began to watch the surfer girl and her students more intently as he grew bored of the sandcastles. He and his brother Carter had only ventured into the water a few times before they retreated to the beach. The waves were a little rough and kept spitting them back onto the sand. As Spencer sat watching the instructor, she dismissed her class and began gathering her surfboard and other gear to head home. Apparently, Spencer decided this might be an opportunity to get to know the surfer girl. He got up, walked over to her, and began a conversation. At first, I thought Spencer was hitting on this beautiful young blonde surfer girl, but he wasn't the outgoing type. A six-year-old wouldn't normally initiate a conversation with a pretty girl, at least 15 years older than he was. He and the surfer girl were far enough away that I couldn't hear what they were saying, but it soon became apparent from the arm gestures and pointing motions to her board and the ocean that he wasn't interested in her romantically, but was asking her to teach him how to surf. She somewhat reluctantly at first put her board on the sand and dropped her bag. The surfing instructor had him stand on her board while helping him to balance himself. She had him put his hands out to the side, crouch down and lean forward, backward, and side to side. Spencer slowly grew more confident and was able to move around without losing his balance and stepping off the board. The surfer girl spent about 15 minutes giving him a free lesson on surfing the Southern California waves, and when she finished her short lesson, walked up the beach and out of his life. The scene of a young college girl taking the time to teach a six-year-old boy a special skill she had without expecting anything in return will always remind me of the patience and kindness we all should display. I suspect my grandson won't even remember the incident, but I was impressed by his innocence in approaching her and willingness to ask for help learning something he wanted. Do you remember the surfer girl, Spencer? I recall this memory yesterday while exercising at the gym and listening to the Beach Boys singing Surfer Girl on my Kindle. It's amazing what memories a little music or an aroma can prompt, but you've got to jot down a note to yourself quickly if you're 75 years old and want to write about it to enjoy later. Otherwise, the memory will just fade like a puff of smoke.